Hiya, it's the team talk. I'm Josh Sexton, and Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Brighton press conference, and joining me to react to that are Emma Sanders, Ian Ryan and Cam Rimmer. Ian, I'll start with you because obviously you're one of the regulars on the show, and we always have this little theory about how Jurgen's mood is and how that means the team have trained during the week and that kind of thing. It was originally spawned by Mo Stewart, of course. I have to give him the credit there. And to be honest, I'm a bit worried after that because Jurgen just seems like a beaten man. He seems like he's been campaigning for a few weeks now about these kickoff times and the fixtures and things like that, and the TV company's given his team absolutely no help in their quest to retain this league title. And he was asked there at the end, is it going to be harder to retain the league title this year given all that? And all he could muster up was a yes.
He couldn't be asked, could he? Let's be honest. I mean, it must grind you down, though, Josh, because we always say, don't we, it's the same questions, it's a lot of the same things all the time. And he's doing so many of them now because it literally is a game every 3 or 4 days, as we've referenced so many times. So I think the guys maybe need to be a little bit more creative with what they ask and how they ask it, because I think he's at the point now where he's a little bit fed up about it. But I think also, you know, I think the injuries are probably playing a little bit of a part as well. You can see it's taking a bit of a toll, I think, just in terms of it's constantly questions about the injuries. And Jurgen's missing loads of boss players, and you can tell he's desperate to get some of those lads back in. And, you know, I'm sure we'll come on to it in a little bit, but it is hard to think about what he can do differently from previous games. Obviously, the European game's a bit of an outlier. There'll be more players to come back in, you'd expect, or you'd at least hope. But again, you know, we touched on the Thiago stuff. It's disappointing. It's obviously a much worse injury than what we anticipated and what we first thought. And obviously, when you go back and look at the tackle, you can see why he's out for so long. But the fact that he finishes the game and people have seen him around, kind of on the stairs and stuff, just chatting, which doesn't really give a lot away, let's be honest. But I think people just put two and two together sometimes and get five and think, oh, he must be close. He's smiling, he's joking, he looks like he's part of things again. He's clearly not part of things again. There's been no training pics of him. I don't think we've seen any pics of him in the gym either. So that's a blow, because I think he's someone who just, he will just freshen it up completely. He offers something different than most of the other lads in there. You can kind of play Fabinho at centre-half and not worry too much because you've got enough in the middle of the park with Thiago, Henderson, Wijnaldum. I think on the plus side, listen, Henderson might be back. I think he said he's done bits, not in full team training yet, but starting to do bits. So I think, you know, if you've got one wish, you'd hope the skipper's back tomorrow.